800-875-7575.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio Library Shelfie Day. Yeah, National Chocolate Cake Day. That sounds more like it. We're going to go with that one. National Chocolate Cake Day. Yeah. Okay, celebrate with a little cake. How can you go wrong there? Let's say, take a look at the markets today. That's where you can go wrong. They're not looking too pretty, but we will report them for you anyway. We will tell you some of the things that we are seeing. No advice. We do not give financial advice. We're not financial advisors. We don't have those licenses. I used to. Don't have them any longer. Dow Jones now down 438 points. S&P 500 down 74 points. NASDAQ down 242 points. Ow! Oil up 51 cents a barrel. We'll talk about that in a minute. 10-year Treasury down about 2 basis points to 1.015. Germany, they're down also. You get negative money. Put your money there in the bund for 10 years. You don't get it all back. Negative 0.544. That's the spectrum. Japan's been at a zero rate of return on their 10-year for it's as long as you can possibly remember. But why has that happened? Well, they kind of did some of the philosophies that we're following right now. That's where their economy has not done so well. Hey, $2.41 a gallon now is the cost of a gallon of gasoline, not in Calizuela. At a buck to get our pricing here for the average. But $2.41, that is the cost nationwide. We're a dollar higher in Calizuela, but if you want to pay $2.10 a gallon, probably not going to last very long. That would be Mississippi, $2.10 a gallon. Hawaii, even cheaper than we are here in Calizuela. Hard to believe, but yes, because of all of the benefits or the enjoyment we have in high taxes. We like high taxes. I know it, because otherwise we wouldn't keep voting for the same people to put high taxes in place. How gullible are the people of California? I mean, there's a lot of gullible people here. I know it's not you, my listeners, but there's a lot of gullible people because they constantly vote for the people that say, we're going to tax the rich. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't tax the rich. They pass it along, or they have enough attorneys and accountants and creative folks that they find ways not to pay the taxes. You and I get to pay them. So no matter how much you hear the Democrats, it's generally the Democrats, say we're going to tax the rich, pay their fair share. That means you. That does not mean anybody other than you. Right? When they cut out the Keystone Pipeline and they cut all of these job programs for oil and energy, do you think that that's affecting the rich, or is that affecting you and me? Right? It doesn't affect the rich. They go and they'll buy something else, or they just don't care, right? They've got enough money. You and I, that's who it affects. When they cut out the jobs and they cut out fracking, they cut out the Keystone Pipeline. Which go and buy a Tesla? Can you afford one? I don't have one. Right? They go and buy a more energy efficient vehicle. Some of us are driving or purchase used cars. Right? Some of us have older cars. So these taxes that go up, they're talking about a gas tax. Right? In Washington, that's the latest. Let's have a gas tax. Well, who does that tax? Do you think that bothers the rich? No, they don't care. Right, let's increase the income tax. Okay, so we won't take income. Or we'll take it in a different country. Can you do that? Just understand exactly what they're saying when they say pay fair share and then they raise taxes. Right? Taxing the idea of one of making your home capital gains, right? So if a relative passes away and they leave you their home. Well, you used to be able to take over, or you still can take over their tax basis, no tax liability then. Well, one of the latest ideas is let's see if we can tax that. Let's make it a capital gains tax. Yeah. And being that it's short-term capital gains, you get taxed at your full value. Think about that, at full market value at the time. So if you're in the 30% tax bracket, 35% tax bracket, or they want to raise the tax bracket, and that would put you in the highest tax bracket, right? Because if mom and dad have a house that they've had for 30 or 40 years, they've got a low tax basis, right? So maybe you have in Orange County, maybe you have a $250,000 tax basis on a $1.2 million house, call it round numbers, $1.25 million. So now you've got to pay taxes on $1 million income. Yeah, that's the person that's over 400,000, right? So that's you. You get to pay that bill. So is that taxing the rich? No, it's taxing average guy, you and me. They don't want you to know that because it's easier for them to just say, tax the wealthy, right? They don't want you to know. They want us to be ignorant. They want us to be fooled. That's not what we will allow to happen on Ron Siegel Radio. I will continue educating you and sharing information with you. One of the things I want to share with you right now, again, don't get caught in this trap. I am not giving financial advice. I am giving historical guidance. You're watching what's going on. If you're a day trader, a gambler, in something like GameStop right now, right? You watch what's going on with GameStop. If you've seen what's going on with that stock, doesn't make any sense about that concept. So think about this. GameStop has gone up radically. It's gone up amazing amounts in the recent years, right? So recent months or days, it's gone up. It probably went up, I think, 175 points today. That's double today. It's at $326, $329 a share. As I speak, I just watch it ticking up and up and up. Now, think about this. Why would that be on a company that was basically bankrupt 6 months ago? 6 months ago, it was $4 a share. Today, it's $323 a share. Do you think that anything has happened in that stock to make it fundamentally worth that kind of money? No. It's on Reddit. It's on a couple of these other day trading sites. I'm going to call them gambling sites. And what's going to end up happening is some people that are getting into this stock, getting into Bed Bath & Beyond, Tanger Outlets, Macy's, those are just a few of them that they're doing this on Reddit. People are going to end up putting their money into these, and they're going to say, wow, that went up $187 in one day. What if I bought 1,000 shares of that back in August, $4? I invested $4 in it. Now it's $300 a share. That would be $300,000 gained if you bought 1,000 shares in, 4 months, 5 months? Yeah, people get excited about it. That's what I've talked to you about. The exuberance index, right? We've talked about that before. So think about that. What do you think is going to happen to people that are getting into that stock? It's kind of like the housing crisis, kind of like the dot-com bubble. Here's what's going to happen. Somebody at the end is going to buy that stock at $300. Somebody's just bought that stock at $332.53 because if some sold at that, somebody bought it. call it $330. If there's nobody else that wants to pay more than that, the stock starts dropping. And when it starts dropping, it's going to crash. When will that happen? I don't know. It could go to 500 before it happens. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, be careful. Basically, what's happening with some of these stocks is it's just like going to Las Vegas and you put your money on the pass line and you win. So you leave it all there and you win again. You leave it all there and you win again. But eventually, you don't win and you lose all your money. That's what's going to happen to some of these people. That's the precursor for some of these real big problems in the market. And I shared this in passing yesterday. But the U.S. stock market is worth right now $42.6 trillion. 22.6 as of the 22nd of the month. That's two times the size of our $21.2 trillion economy. Think about that. Double the size of our entire economy. Dot-com bubble, March 2000. The stock market was worth 1.4 times the size of the U.S. economy. Does that make sense to you? Are you understanding how you compare some of these numbers? So you say 1.4 times 21.2. Think about that number. 21.2 times 1.4. That would mean if we just maintained the same ratio, that would be 29.7 trillion. And we're at 42.6, right? Significantly higher, 50% more, over 50% more. Do you think it's going to hold that way? I don't know the answer to that question, but I would venture to say that history repeats itself. And we've talked before about the Euphoria Index. That's something where that I think Citi came out with the Euphoria Index. And they talk about when people get too excited about the markets, when you've got your Uber driver telling you, giving you stock picks. I've shared this with you many, many times before. That's when you've got to watch out below. And am I saying it's going to happen now? I don't know, because we don't know how to time the market. Nobody does. Anybody that says they can time the market, they are misleading you. Don't believe them. But here's the issue. History repeats itself. The market seems like it's overvalued. The fundamentals are not going to continue following this. We're watching significant amounts of Americans unemployed. Right, you get 10 million people unemployed. They're talking about increasing the unemployment insurance. I don't know why you increase the unemployment insurance, especially in Calizuela, where we can't even figure out who we give it to. Right, but they're talking about increasing unemployment. Increase unemployment, that means people don't have money. Bernie wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Do you think that's a good idea? Some people are saying, yeah, I like that idea. $15 an hour, that makes sense. That means $30,000 a year. Well, 15, if you go from 7 to 15, and that's good, why not go to 20 or 25, 50? What ends up happening is people lose their jobs. So, yes, a few people are going to get that $15 an hour, and a few more people are going to lose their job because the economy can't support it. Capitalism works. In North Dakota a couple years ago, McDonald's workers were making $20 an hour. Why? Because that's what they had to pay to get somebody in there to work. If you don't have any people, it's called supply and demand. Now, what's going to end up happening? Bernie's going to get his way and raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, just like California taxes. Somebody else will pay it. That's right. And McDonald's will end up going to kiosks where you can order on an iPad or some sort of a tablet, and they'll get rid of people. They'll minimize their people. It's easier to do it that way. Why do you want to have people working for you at more money when you can have less people working for you and save money, make more profit? Right? Those jobs are not meant to be a living wage job. Those are meant to be a training job. Those are meant to be a learning job. That's what they're for. So when you think about some of these concepts where Bernie gives you this $15 minimum wage because everybody deserves to earn a living wage, what he's trying to say is there's a lot of people that need more money. They need to get trained better. And if we force it on the economy is going to say, no, thank you. We're going to do it another direction. We'll import more from a country, Mexico, that has a lower wage, China, maybe Malaysia, India, Taiwan, all these places where you can get lower wages. That's what's going to happen. I'm just throwing that out there for you. It's happened before. It will happen again. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what happens when homeowners leave their forbearance plan? Strategies to help you pay down extra holiday debt. The do's and don'ts after applying for a mortgage. And yes, my featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. The featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. No longer on Twitter at Ron Siegel or Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
State Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next mortgage, hey, maybe you want to cut down on some debt. Maybe even by increasing your interest rate on your home, you cut down on your blended household interest rate. If you don't understand that, give us a call at 800-306-1990. Geneva can help you do that. Dow Jones now down 345 points. NASDAQ down 166 points. The S&P 500 down 70 points. 10-year Treasury down 3 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities up 16 basis points, which means interest rates are down a little bit. Good thing right there for many of you. Not a significant drop in interest rates right now, but in the right direction. So why is all of this happening? Well, there's some technical reasons, right? So we know that we've broken through the 50-day moving average, that resistance level on the bond. Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data for last week, showing that overall application volume decreased by 4%. Purchases dropped by 4%, but are still up 16% from this time last year when there was 23% more inventory. The average loan amount for home buyers hit $395,200, another record high. Some of this has to do with home prices rising, but also the mix of sales. As we've discussed, people are being forced to buy more expensive homes as there is very little inventory on the lower end. Refinances down 5% last week, yet are still showing a strong year-over-year gain of 83%. Interest rates increased from 2.92 to 2.95, which is about 7/8 lower than this time last year. Now, remember when the Mortgage Bankers Association released their numbers, there's always a fraction of a point that you have to pay to get their rate. So if you want that 2.95, you have to pay 32 basis points. About 3/8 of a point to get that. Fed is going to release their data today at 11 o'clock our time, so that concludes their two-day meeting. They'll release a statement then, 11:30. The Fed's going to be doing their conversation, or they'll have their press conference. So the Fed chairman will come out, make a statement, and answer a bunch of questions. If you have trouble sleeping, that'll be a good thing for you to watch. You can probably go on any of the business channels, or probably C-SPAN might even cover it. So you go on there, watch the Fed chairman, listen to these questions, fall asleep within 10 minutes. Good job for you. So we know that they're not going to change interest rates, so that's an interesting part of it. But what we really want to hear is, what are their comments about buying mortgage-backed securities and treasuries? What are their thoughts about inflation? What are their thoughts about the stimulus proposals? And they'll probably get some questions about regulation along some of these stocks that I was just telling you about that are going crazy in the marketplace for no legitimate reason. And we'll take a look at it real quick here. Remember I was telling you about GameStop. Somebody bought it in the last segment at $330 a share. It's at $282 a share right now. That means whoever that was that bought it lost $50 per share since I've been on radio. $50 a share. It's a massive move. Think about that. Now, Microsoft, I'm going to give you a contrast. Microsoft came out with a great earnings report yesterday, and right now their stock is up $4 a share. After a great earnings report, massive company, their stock is up $4 a share, no income releases, and GameStop is up $150 a share. No logic to that. So just remember that. I don't want to get too carried away with this, but I want you to understand it because I want to protect you from that. Now, if you go and decide that that's where you want to be, if you decide that, hey, you know something, Ron, I want to get in on this gambling. Well, hey, you know something? That's great. I had a debate with somebody last week about the lottery. Right, and they said, well, the lottery is just a tax on a blind tax on people that don't have much money. Who plays the lottery? Most of the time, it's people that the lower income earners are the ones that play the lottery the most. And I submitted the concept because, you know, it got up to $900 million. Sure, I'm going to put my couple bucks in there. Right, but why is that? Did I think I was going to win? No. It's called entertainment, right? So if I put a couple bucks there or I go to the movies, if we could go to the movies again, but if I did either one of those, it's the same thing, right? So it's entertainment. That's why we do it. It's not because we're, you hope you win, and you know that you can't win if you don't play, right? So people go out and they play it. Okay, fine. So I played a couple bucks. I didn't win. I got a few hours of entertainment because what was the conversations about lately, right? It was, how'd you do? Did you play the lottery? Did you win? What would you do? And, you know, we can't do that right now because it's already over. But the question was, what would you do if you won $900 million? What would you do if you won $20 million? Right? So it's entertainment because people are talking about that and saying, you know, I'd start my own charitable foundation, or I'd do this, or I'd do that. Whatever the case may be. I'm just saying everybody has their own issue, and it's just for fun, right? We're not looking at it and thinking that that's going to be our living. It's going to be the concept of, you know, if I did this, I would be able to do that. Okay, that's just a good time. That's all we were looking at. I just throw that out there for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and financial markets when we come back. What happens when homebuyers leave their forbearance plans? Ways you can save on healthcare expenses, strategies to help pay down debt, do's and don'ts after applying for a mortgage, and the featured home segment brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. Yeah, .net. Featured home, my favorite lender, .net. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you, and to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. SLT Home Digest to 79564. Hey, that'll tell you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. It'll tell you what the market believes about your property. And it's a free monthly email from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio, just giving you a little guidance right there. So what happens when homeowners leave their forbearance plan? According to the latest report from Black Knight, a well-respected provider of data and analytics for mortgage companies, 6.48 million households have entered a forbearance plan as a result of financial concerns brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's where these homeowners stand right now. 2,543,000, 39% are current on their payments and have left the program. 625,000, 9% have paid off their mortgages. 434,000, 7% have negotiated a repayment plan and have left the program. 2,254,000, 35% have extended their original forbearance plan. 512,000, 8% are still in their original forbearance plan. 116,000, that's 2%, have left the program and are still behind on payments. This shows that almost 3.72 million homeowners who have left the program, only 116,000, 2% exited while they were still behind on their payments. There are still 2.77 million borrowers in a forbearance program. No one knows for sure how many of those will become foreclosures. There are, however, three major reasons why most experts believe there will not be a tsunami of foreclosures as we saw during the housing crash over a decade ago. Number one, almost 30% of borrowers in forbearance are still current on their mortgage payments. Number two, banks likely don't want to repeat the mistakes of 2008 to 2012 when they put large numbers of foreclosures on their books. This time, many will instead negotiate a modification plan with the borrower, which will enable households to maintain ownership of the home. Number three, with the significant equity homeowners have today, many will be able to sell instead of going into foreclosure. Will there be foreclosures coming to the market? Yes. There are hundreds of thousands of foreclosures in this country each year. People experience economic hardships and in some cases are not able to meet their mortgage obligations. Here's the breakdown of new foreclosures over the last 3 years prior to the pandemic. 2017, there was 314,220. 2018, 279,000. 2019, 277,520. Through the first three quarters of 2020, the latest data available, there were only 114,780 new foreclosures. If 10% of those currently in forbearance go to foreclosure, that would be 275,000 foreclosures would be added to the market in 2021. That would be an average year, as I've just shown you. If we do experience a higher foreclosure rate from those in forbearance, most experts believe the current housing market will easily absorb the excess inventory. We entered 2020 with 1,210,000 single-family homes available for purchase. At the time, that was low and problematic. The market was experiencing high buyer demand, and we needed more houses to meet that demand. We're now entering 2021 with 320,000 fewer homes for sale, while buyer demand remains extremely strong. This means the housing market has the capacity to soak up a lot of inventory. There will be more foreclosures entering the market later this year, especially compared to the low record numbers in 2020. However, The market will be able to handle the increase as buyer demand remains strong. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. It's one of the questions that I had when I looked over this report, and it says 625,000, 9% paid off their mortgages. How does that happen? You're in forbearance because you're contemplating that you may have a problem with your mortgage, and you come out of it by paying off the mortgage. What does that mean? Well, there's one of two things. Either they made a payment or two, which qualified them, or sometimes three, qualified them to refinance that mortgage into a lower interest rate. If you haven't done that, you should be looking at it. I'm not saying it's right for you. I'm just saying look at it. Or the other thing that they did was they sold their home. Now, the idea here is if you sell your home, that's a good idea in some instances because you had equity, right? So why would you want to let your home go into foreclosure if you've got equity in your property? If you can sell your property for more than what you owe on it after you cover your sales expenses, in some instances, people said, you know something, I've had it. I don't want to be in real estate. I want to move. I want to get closer to grandma. I want to go to a retirement destination if you already are grandma. Right? So they cashed out. They said, you know something? The market is hot right now. Now's a great time to sell. So I'm just going to sell. I'm going to take my equity and I'm going to move right along. Well, that's what some of the folks have done. No problem with doing something like that. I can understand it. But that's how they end up going from being in the forbearance program to having their property to being selling the property or being out of the property. That's just the thought for you right there. And some people are just looking and saying, why moving is the right thing for me? As we look back over the last year, we've certainly lived through one of the most stressful periods in recent history. After spending so much more time at home throughout the health crisis, some are wondering if they should move to improve their mental health and well-being. No surprise, since the U.S. Census Bureau reported an increase in the percentage of adults with symptoms of anxiety and depression in recent Household Pulse survey. There's logic behind the idea that making a move could improve someone's quality of life. When people change their scenery, they often feel happier. Catherine Hartley, an assistant professor at New York University Department of Psychology and co-author of a study on how experiences impact happiness, mentioned, quote, "Our records suggest that people feel happier when they have more variety in their daily routines, when they go to novel places and have a wider array of experiences," unquote. If you're looking for a new experience, planning a move into a new home, maybe something you've started to consider more carefully. If so, you're not alone. The 2020 annual National Movers Study by United Van Lines shows, quote, "For customers who cited COVID-19 as an influence on their move in 2020, the top reasons associated with COVID-19 were concerns for personal and family health and well-being, 60%, desires to be closer to family, 59%, 57% moved due to changes in employment status or work arrangement, including the ability to work remotely, and 53% desired a lifestyle change or improvement of quality of life. If you're thinking of moving this year to help boost your happiness factor, here's a few questions to ask yourself as you make your decision. How's the weather? Kind of chilly outside right now, but this is SoCal. We'll get that for a couple days and then we'll go back to normal. Is the weather something that's important to you? Does it have a tendency to impact your mood? The World Population Review shares, quote, "What states have the best weather? When evaluating each state for temperature, rain, and sun, some states stand out. Although climate and weather preferences are personal and subjective, some criteria are considered to make up the best weather according to current results. Comfortable temperatures from 63 degrees to 86 degrees for more than half the year. Dry weather with no more than 60 inches of rain per year. Mostly clear skies with an average sunshine for at least 60% of the year. Better weather can mean different things to different people. Some prefer the heat, others cooler temperatures, and some want to experience all four seasons. Think about what makes you feel happiest. If you're looking for a new location, what makes you happy? Write it down. Should I choose the city, suburbs, or county? With the COVID-19 pandemic, some people are deciding to move to lower density areas. Robert Dietz, chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders, mentions, quote, the third quarter home building geography index reveals that a suburban shift for consumer home buying preferences in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic is accelerating as telecommuting is providing consumers more flexibility to live further out within large metros or even to relocate to more affordable, smaller metro areas, unquote. Can you work from home? Are you open to a longer commute in the future? If so, a move to the suburbs or even quieter rural area may be a win for you. Or if you've always dreamed of life in the city, now may be your chance to move into town. Bottom line, as we look to beyond the trials of the pandemic, many are hoping for a new beginning, and that may mean moving. If you want to explore some options, let's chat. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or Ron at RonSiegelRadio.com. And when we come back, we got a lot to cover with you this morning. The do's and don'ts after applying for a mortgage, strategies to help you pay down extra holiday debt, and the featured home brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. Yeah, my favorite lender, .net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. No longer on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Or if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCalBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without a notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. The featured home segment today being brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. Yeah, that's my favorite lender, .net. Featured home. Let's see if I can get that to show up on our screen. Sometimes it plays tricks on me trying to get that to see who has the property today. Robert LaBianca. He's the one, 78931. Savannah Lamar Drive. That's Bermuda Dunes. You gotta love Bermuda Dunes out there in the Coachella Valley. Custom charmer, cozy, warm atmosphere in the three-bedroom, 1 3/4 bath with a 12 by 12 detached garden cottage in the rear, nicely upgraded kitchen, granite countertops, rollouts in the drawers, warm living room with fireplace, well-landscaped and lovely spa and atrium with fountains in the backyard, lots of special touches and amenities throughout, two-car garage with laundry area, storage, large, beautiful lot. Parking 5 to 6 cars. Great location. Yeah, Bermuda Dunes is really a nice area. All this can be yours if the price is right, $449,000. 3.5% down principal and interest, $1,685. 20% down, you're looking at $1,487. Got to increase the size of this because I'm having trouble seeing it. My eyes are getting a little bit old. I'm sorry, $1,467. 25% down strategically, $1,309 is your principal and interest payment. Yes, you do have to add your some of the mortgage interest. You might have to add an HOA, insurance, taxes. And for those of you keeping score, that's an APR of 3.306, 2.826, and 2.61. Keep those compliance people happy. NMLS 217037. Again, if you want more information on financing, give the call to our friends at Geneva Financial at 800-306-1990 or give me a call and I will put you in touch with Robert LaBianca. He's got our featured home. It's brought to you by my favorite lender, .net. Got that every day. I got to love that. That's a new site for my favorite lender, .net. You got to always throw it in there that way. Let's see what we've got for you now. Strategies to help you pay down extra holiday debt. So you spent more money during the holidays than you planned. And not only did you overspend, you used credit cards or personal loans to finance the purchases. Shame on you. I think I've got that somewhere on here.
You know better than that.
As we go through January, we're almost done with January. Hard to believe it already. You may start to regret the extra debt you took on at the end of last year. Yet, feelings of buyer's remorse won't solve financial and credit problems. What you need is a plan to deal with the debt. Here are three strategies that might help you. Number one, the debt snowball or avalanche method. The debt snowball or debt avalanche are two similar strategies that can help you tackle extra holiday debt. With each strategy, you start by making a list of the debts you want to pay down. Write the names, balances, and interest rates of each account, especially credit cards and high interest loans. A debt snowball list starts with the account that has the smallest balance. From there, you work upward. Again, that's the debt snowball. So say you've got these in order. Pay first, ABC Bank, $500 at 15.9 APR. Second, you're going to pay QRS Bank, $2,500, 18.9% APR. Pay third, XYZ Bank, $5,000, 17.9%. Alternatively, the debt avalanche method, Payoff order is based on each account's interest rate from highest to lowest. So in this case, you're going to pay QRS Bank $2,500, that 18.9% APR. You're going to pay the XYZ Bank $5,000, that 17.9% APR. And ABC Bank, the $500 at 15.9%. Now remember, you're paying a minimum payment on every one of them. And then you're going to look at the additional money. So if your minimum payment is, I'm going to just say $25 on each, and you've got $100 total. So the one that's on the top of the list, you're going to pay that one $50 and the other two $25 each. Make sense? Then you got to look for any extra money in your budget. You can apply those funds toward either account with the smallest balance or toward the one with the highest interest rate. The account you pay first depends on the approach you choose, Snowball or Avalanche. Either way, you must make at least the minimum payment on every account on your list to avoid late payments. Both debt elimination strategies have benefits. The debt snowball method may lower the revolving utilization ratio on individual credit cards faster. You may also reduce the number of accounts with balances on your credit reports. Either move could potentially have a positive impact on your FICO score. The debt avalanche method, by comparison, might help you spend less money on interest fees. You might go to a balance transfer credit card. It may take time to pay down new holiday debt, even if you use one of the payoff strategies I just mentioned. And if holiday overspending added to pre-existing debt problem, you could be in for an even bigger challenge. When you can't afford to pay off your high interest debt right away, a balance transfer can sometimes be a helpful solution. A balance transfer is the process of using one credit card to pay off another. Balance transfers often feature 0% APR or a low introductory interest rate on the debt you transfer over to your new account. The special APR lasts for a limited time, often 12 to 18 months. If you can afford to pay off a good portion of your debt during the promotional period, a balance transfer offer might save you a considerable amount of money. However, there are some potential downsides to balance transfers that you should consider as well. A balance transfer could potentially make sense in the following circumstances. You have a good FICO score and clean credit history. You qualify for promotional offer with a lower interest rate than you're paying on your current credit cards. And any balance transfer fees the card issuer charges will not wipe out the potential savings from the introductory APR. So that is some all this information comes from our friends at myfico.com. Number three, debt consolidation loan. It's another financial tool that might help you pay down the extra debt you picked up over the holidays. Similar to a balance transfer, you can use a consolidation loan to combine existing debts into a single account. Yet, instead of moving your debt to a new credit card, you're moving it to an installment loan. Again, you'll likely need a good FICO score and clean credit history to qualify for a consolidation loan with a competitive interest rate. But if you qualify for a consolidation loan with a lower interest rate, it might help you save money and get out of debt faster. A consolidation loan might lower your credit utilization ratio if you pay off revolving debts with an installment account. Lower utilization rates can potentially benefit your credit scores. Remember, choose wisely which debts you include in a new consolidation loan. For example, you might want to exclude loans with only a few more payments remaining. Again, if you need the the household debt tool, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Keep in mind, once you decide which approach is best for you when it comes to dealing with extra holiday debt, you should aim to pay down those new balances as quickly as possible. Do not just take on new debt or a new loan, pay off your credit cards, and then run up the credit cards again because you put it on a new card or on a balance transfer. Don't run up the debt again. Then you're just in a vicious circle that you will never win. Paying off all your credit obligations on time is key. Even the occasional late payment will impact your credit scores. You should also avoid charging up balances again in your freshly paid off accounts. Otherwise, that holiday debt problem might evolve into a true financial and credit crisis in the future. Just a few items there for you. Just remember that there's always a strategy, a plan to help you save that money to get out of debt. And you can always give us a call at 800-306-1990. We can help you with the avalanche program. We can help you with the snowball program. We can help you with the balance transfer issues. We can put you in touch and just give you some guidance. Will I tell you what the right answer is? No, because I don't know what's right for you. No one knows what's right for you. Only you do. So the idea here is you figure out what's right for you, but you can't make an educated decision until you are educated. Just a thought for you. As always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.